pray. Lord, open our ears to hear, our minds to understand, and our hearts to believe all that you teach. For Jesus' sake, amen. In chapter 11 of the Epistle to the Hebrews, the writer goes through a list of people who have traveled through this life and have entered into glory. People who have had to suffer along the way. Abel is mentioned, then Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Sarah, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, Rahab, and then the judges, listing those people who have had to endure much for the sake of Christ. In our church history class, and in the other church history classes here at Emmanuel, we continue the listing of people after the ascension of Christ into heaven. People who were burned at the stake, people who died in the torture chambers, people who were willing to give up their very lives for the sake of Jesus Christ. Because through it all, they had their eyes fixed on Jesus, not on this world. And in the 12th chapter of the letter to the Hebrews, we read, "Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us," and that would refer to all these people that I've been talking about, cloud of witnesses, "let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who, for the joy set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who has endured such hostility by sinners against himself, so that you may not grow weary and lose heart." Who knows what lies ahead of you in this life? You're young. And most of your life, at least for most of you, most of it still lies ahead of you. And what's going to happen in that lifetime? I don't know. You don't know. God does. But you need to be mentally and spiritually prepared for anything. And the only way that you can be mentally and spiritually prepared is by doing what it says here, fixing your eyes on Jesus. And it talks about your life ahead of you as being like running a race. Now, some of you are in various sports activities that involve running, running toward a goal. And as you're running toward that goal, I'm sure you got your mind, if you can't actually see the finish line, in your mind you see the finish line, and that's what you're running for. Well, in our mind's eye, in our heart's eye, we need to see Jesus Christ, who has already gone before us, who has run the race ahead of us. And he is at the finish line. We've just finished celebrating his resurrection from the dead. And before that, discussing what he endured in order to reach the point where he could now stand at the right hand of God, and which is the finish line, and cheer us on. So there is Christ before your eyes, and you need to keep him there. And lay aside the other things which are going to trip you up along the way. And talks about the sin which easily entangles us, the weights that weigh us down. Get rid of all of those things, all of the things of this world which are unimportant, and have your eyes fixed on Jesus, who has run the race and is now there waiting for you to finish the race also. What encouraged Jesus to continue on? For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. He saw the outcome. We see Jesus in Gethsemane and how he struggles coming to grips with those things that are about to come upon him, the sufferings, being loaded down, the holy Jesus being loaded down with the sins of the world. We can't imagine what that was like for somebody who was holy to take on our sins, and then being forsaken by God, suffering the way he did. He did it for the joy that was set before him. And why would you run a race if there wasn't the prospect of crossing the finish line? Would you just run for the sake of running? Well, maybe there are those people who do that, but you have a goal in mind. And Jesus did too. And the joy that was set before him was the opportunity to welcome us into heaven. And without his suffering, without his death, without his resurrection, there would be no race for us to run. Jesus would not be welcoming anybody into heaven. We would all be going down that pathway that leads to eternal destruction. But he has made the race possible, removing our sins from us, covering us with his righteousness. And now, yes, now we can run the race. Now we can finish the race. And we can enter into glory and join him and share in what he has gained by his suffering and death. So Jesus did it for the joy of it. And that's what we do also. We run the race. We are willing to endure what comes because of the joy that is waiting us. All of these people in chapter 11 of Hebrews, all of the people we talk about in church history who were willing to suffer and die for Jesus' sake, it was the joy that was set before them that caused them to endure, to continue on, to face torture and burning at the stake, to give it all up because they had a greater thing waiting for them. Those who do not have this focus in mind will not be willing to suffer. They will give it up. They will sacrifice Christ rather than sacrificing themselves. So it says here, consider him who has endured such hostility by sinners against himself, so that you may not grow weary and lose heart. You have not yet resisted to the point of shedding blood in your striving against sin. You should not grow weary. You should not lose heart. So why are these things being written? They're being written here because you have a life set before you. The readers, whoever reads this passage, has a life set before them. And there are things coming up in life that are going to make it hard to continue to follow Jesus Christ. And that's why you don't keep your eyes focused on what's in this world. You keep your eyes focused on him who is standing at the finish line and cheering us on. Keep your eyes focused on him. Then you know that there is a joy that is not going to be taken away, and a joy that's going to be uninterrupted, a joy that's going to be eternal. And it's so it will be worth it to suffer. We pray. Heavenly Father, grant unto us strength of faith and a knowledge of the joy that is set before us, so that as tribulations and temptations come our way, we may keep our eyes focused on Jesus and continue to run the race with strength and endurance and finally reach the finish line. Be with you in heaven. Hear us for Jesus' sake. Amen. We'll turn to hymn 447. And we'll sing verses 2, 3, and 4.